Harper Audio presents The Mother Tongue, English and How It Got That Way, by Bill Bryson. Read by Stephen McLaughlin. Chapter 1. The World's Language. More than 300 million people in the world speak English, and the rest, it sometimes seems, try to. It would be charitable to say that the results are sometimes mixed. Consider this hearty announcement in a Yugoslavian hotel. The flattening of underwear with pleasure is the job of the chambermaid. Turn to her straight away. Or this warning to motorists in Tokyo. When a passenger of the foot heave in sight, tootle the horn. Trumpet at him melodiously at first, but if he still obstacles your passage, then tootle him with vigor. Or these instructions gracing a packet of convenience food from Italy. Besmear a backing pan, previously buttered with a good tomato sauce, and, after, dispose the cannelloni, lightly distanced between them, in a only couch. Clearly the writer of that message was not about to let a little ignorance of English stand in the way of a good meal. In fact, it would appear that one of the beauties of the English language is that with even the most tenuous grasp, you can speak volumes if you show enough enthusiasm, a willingness to tootle with vigor, as it were. To be fair, English is full of booby traps for the unwary foreigner. Any language where the unassuming word fly signifies an annoying insect, a means of travel, and a critical part of a gentleman's apparel is clearly asking to be mangled. Imagine being a foreigner and having to learn that in English...